Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is Isha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice World.
It's your man, Mastermind Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Kind of light, so I'm like, maybe it's an ambulance or something. So I go up to be nosy, like all black motherfuckers do in the neighborhood. We go see what's going on and shit. And this police got four teenage motherfuckers, three dudes and a girl, hemmed up on the cars. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck? What could they have possibly done to be, you know, all this police on them like that? But I'm like, maybe they could be some murderers or killers. I don't fucking know. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, if that they doing their job, but. They start noticing me and about four or five other motherfuckers filming, and they just searched the car like real quick. They searched the car real quick and let them go, man. Fuck that, Prez. If they watching us, why the fuck we need to be watching them? You know what I'm saying? Because I just straight felt like that they seen me with my camera phone out and the two ladies across the street and my neighbor standing right there with our phones and our, you know, looking like we filming. They searched the car and like. I never seen police search a car that quick and say, all right, they good.
It's the holiday season, man.
It's the classic.
Checkpoints, and they're going to start seeing all that shit. You know,
what are these three dudes doing with this girl? And then but the way they had them stretched out and laid out was like, I thought they just had done something. You got motherfuckers laying on the ground like that. How you just going to
Look what the Israelis do to the Palestinians all the time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what's happening here in America right here. All those invasions that we had in other countries in South America, that was all preparation for our own backyard right here. So now all the good cops over here, man,
it's all good. But for you other motherfuckers, fuck y'all, man. Them two cops, I literally believe that they were just fucking with them, trying to see what they could, you know, dig up on some motherfuckers. And they was kids. I'm not old, but I'm not young. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't real young either. But I know those. I can look at them and tell that they was, you know, kids, teenagers, early 20s, man. Leave these kids alone, man.
Well, just they getting harassed is what it is. And you know,
it's
going to continue
shit
to go
pisses
on
me off
every day.
Well, fuck it. We police our own neighborhood. That's what we need to do. You know what I'm saying? Well, when they come out and they do shit like that, people need to come out their houses, and we need to watch them. we so quick to watch what other motherfuckers doing. You know, let's start watching what these motherfucking police doing. You know what I'm saying? Stop looking and being nosy with everybody's life and worrying about what they doing. Let's watch these motherfuckers that we pay. We paying these motherfuckers to harass our kids, man. Because they take money out of my check every time before I even get it. It's deductions out of my check. We paying these bitches, man. So
of course, of course. You're paying them. You're paying the doctors to give you to kill you. Giving these big pharmaceutical companies to give you these fucking powerful drugs to kill you. I mean, it's all fucked up. But tonight, we got a guest that's returning to the show. The one and only T-Rock.
Oh, yeah.
He's been on the show several times. He's been on some of the round tables, I believe. He just dropped an album, The Untold Truth. Yeah, we're gonna bring him on here right now. I believe this is him. Is this you, T-Rock? Hello?
T-Rock. Yo.
Is this T-Rock?
Hello?
All right, that ain't T-Rock. Maybe this one is.
I think
is
somebody
T-Rock?
Was trying to say hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yo.
Who is this? This T?
Kim?
Yeah, I hear you. How you doing?
What's good, fam? Oh,
man.
What's going
nothing
on
much,
with T?
Much, man. We're just over here talking about, Max over there in St. Louis. He's he just filmed the police, pretty much just raping people
harassing
on the streets over there.
Yeah, fucking harassing because it's the holiday season. You know what I'm saying? But them bitches seen us filming. They searched. I ain't never seen the police search a car in like 13 seconds and let motherfuckers go. So they must have knew something. They must have been like, we don't want no problems over here. Yeah, get your bitch ass on the way from around here, man. Them kids, man. Let them enjoy their holiday season. Some of them probably just home for the holiday and just, riding around. They ain't seen each other in a while type shit. This is what people do, man. If they ain't doing nothing, leave motherfuckers alone, man. I'm sick of these bitches,
that's
man.
Real. That's real shit. That's real shit.
Well, T, it's been a minute, man. How you been doing?
Man, I'm good, man. I cannot complain. Hold on 1 second, brother. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah,
the way shit's
going
down.
Motherfuckers, man. It is, man. But, it is what it is, man. I just try to, with my kids, what I'm saying? I tell them, look at this shit. This is how they do y'all. So when y'all out here, y'all need to know how to be acting and what to do because that's what these motherfuckers doing. They fucking with us big time, man. They fucking with us big time. And this is how they fucking with the older generation. They messing with our kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's where they striking the nerve. If they can't get us, we know how to get at y'all. We gonna fuck with y'all kids. You know what I'm saying? And I got a feeling that's what they own, man. They misguiding them, they misleading them and all that shit, man.
Hell yeah.
Definitely. It's been a crazy year, man. It's been a real fucking crazy year. And it's getting worse. I mean, we're on the brink of World War III. You know what I'm saying? We're on the brink of, we've never seen this many countries, at war since World War II, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, not to mention all the shit that we got going on right here in America, what we're talking about. Man, it's crazy times we're living in, man. But
And it all leads back to the kids, bro.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing about it, man. Them the ones who lose out. You know what I'm saying? We halfway done. I done did pretty much damn near everything I'm going to do. I'm trying to do more, but you know what I'm saying? They fucking with our kids. I don't love that shit. But it's good to have T-Rock back on here again, too, though. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Real glad to be back on, man. My bad. I'm trying to get right, brother. I'm trying to get this cushion.
I was trying to do that myself.
there's
nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. You know what I'm saying?
Right, just the season.
I saw you in Memphis recently. I saw you was in the studio with legendary Mr. Ski and Two Tone Black Rain.
Here,
shout out to Two Tone. What was it like?
Don't worry about it. I got a lot of connections in Memphis.
What was it like recording with them?
Man,
you guys
laying
the track down? How much did you lay
down? I went down there and did have an album real quick in between new songs for Vendetta and, just new songs for Black Rain and shit, And in the midst of that, I've been riding dirty a long time, so I was down there handling some business going getting shit out of the way with the legal system. Then I heard it was a couple of suckers who thought I wasn't going to show up in their city, and they was popping a lot of shit, posting my address all on the motherfucking internet. Little did they know that I was already headed to Memphis.
Hey, I heard about that. Not to cut you off, T, I just want to say this real quick. I lost all respect for that motherfucker when I heard about that. If you put another man's, I'm just going to say this right now, I don't give a fuck who's listening. You put another man's address where his family and where his children reside on the internet, you're a crackhead, stupid motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of odd when you do some shit like that. You don't need to be doing that shit where another man resides, where his children lay their heads asleep at night, you stupid fuck.
Yeah, motherfucker, me on that dumb shit, man.
I'm a real myself, man. I don't play that fuck shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's real shit. That's real shit. And, I mean, even the suckers who posted it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they some hoe-ass motherfuckers, too, in my opinion. You know, a bunch of jackasses. Non-selling record motherfuckers.
Why would grown men in their 30s, you know what I'm saying, or however old the fuck these motherfuckers are, post another man's address? That just baffles me. It's like, you gotta be a fuck. You gotta be drunk out of your mind. You gotta be high.
What?
Or you gotta be mentally fucking retarded. I mean, that's just not right, man. There's a code.
Charles Bronson. If you posting my address, it's a death wish. Bring your bitch ass.
Exactly. Exactly, man. There used to be a code of respect that we all live by. You know what I'm saying? You didn't cross certain lines.
And that's where the fuck
these
I was at.
Motherfuckers don't have that respect no more, T.
And that's where the fuck I was at with it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you post my address. Number one, you know what I'm saying? My shit been private for a long time. You know what I'm saying? I've been running a cool business, doing my thing the legal way. But on the cool, you want to post where my kids stay and where my folks stay, all right, I show up at yours. And that's just where I was at with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not in this motherfucker to prove how gangster I am to nobody or no stupid shit like that. But I did the shit to make a point. Number one, I was headed to the city anyway. Number two, I got allies in the city. Number three, I'll post up in your city and you ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to bust a motherfucking grape. Why you talking shit about how you going to post up at mine? You know, so that's where I was at with it.
Yeah, I feel
you 100%. I'm glad you stood your own with it. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these motherfuckers
not right
and shit. And they ain't about that shit. So, you know, it, like you said, you ain't got to prove. We done already did our proving. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anybody's still alive over 25 and 30 and 35 and 40 and all that, we done enough proving. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
real.
To see you still doing what you do and you still making your, like you said, you did a damn near whole album. That's more than what some motherfuckers doing. Like, you went to they area and did
they
more music probably than what they did in the last year.
In their own
you
city.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
The grind
I went
is
to this motherfucker city.
Cats.
Yeah, I went to this motherfucker city and cut more records than in what? A weekend than his motherfucking ass would cut in a year. And that's just being real shit.
I saw that. You were down there in the studio again. Shout out to Two Tone. Shout out to Mr. Skeen.
Yeah,
I can't
shout
wait
out
to hear
Two Tone.
That homie, y'all
man.
Made that when you went there. But I saw that. Yeah, I know who you're talking about, too. The same motherfucker, we had him booked on the show, and he didn't even show up. Made us look like fucking idiots. We're sitting here twiddling our thumbs, talking to, where the fuck is our guest? So, I don't really have too much respect for dude either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because see, at the end of the day, that's the shit I got to gripe with. Motherfuckers be running around here talking about how, basically, you know, his part of his gripe was, okay, I'm starting this war to give back to the underground. Motherfucker, you done took so much from the underground. Motherfucker be paying this motherfucker to do verses and shit. He run off with their money and shit. I mean, that ain't supporting the underground. So you run around this motherfucker talking about how you doing it for the underground, but you running off with petty money. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers will pay this sucker up front to do a verse. He'll run off with the money, snout the shit up somewhere. The guys never get their verse. You get booked on the Murder Master show, you never pick up the phone because you're somewhere drugged out, getting into it with your snotted out fat ass wife. I mean, I'm just being real. I'm going to get real
right
tonight. I'm sorry.
No, by all means. By all means, T. You know, yeah, that's real shit, man. That's real shit. It's certain, like I said before, there's a code that we all used to live by. 37 years old. Okay, I came up in the 80s, I came up in the 90s. You know, there was things you did and things you didn't do. And if you did those certain things that you weren't supposed to do, you found out about it real fucking quick. Somebody
yeah,
came by and let you know that you weren't supposed
yeah,
to be
man.
Doing them fucking things. But what's going on with these rogue 35-year-old, you know, internet thugs? They got to run around and talk all this shit, get all these other grown men who have day jobs. Some of them do. Some of them don't. But, you know, they're in their little cubicle or wherever the fuck they are, in the drive-through, wherever the hell they're working at, and then they're texting on their phone talking about how gangster or hard they are right when they're serving somebody a double cheeseburger. These motherfuckers
yep.
need to sit down and shut the fuck up, and you guys ain't contributed nothing to the game. I don't know what the fuck you did other than get a couple groupies jocking your shit. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck have you done to actually contribute to the fucking industry other than take away? We got a caller, T, from your neck of the woods, 678. Going to bring him on. What's up, homie? You're on the Murder Master Music Show.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
What's up? What's up, man? Y'all know me. I'm Underground Savior, so T-Rock gave me a
shout-out.
Underground
Savior, how you doing?
On that. I'm doing all right. I'm cold here in the cave. I mean, locked on you, man. Real dark.
What's good, fam?
What's up, Rock, man? I see a lot of crazy stuff going on, man. I always give you love, man, because we family down here in Georgia, man. Stay away from all that beef, man. I don't worry about all that stuff, man. I ain't got problem with old boy and stuff. But I'm sad how it comes down here in the underground, man. It's just looking bad, man. It's just looking bad.
Yeah, it looks horrible. It looks horrible. And see, my thing is, I've contributed to the underground from the bottom up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, from 1997 on the way up to now, you know, I've been contributing to the underground. I put platforms out for underground artists to put out their own records. Mm-hmm. I paid for studio time for some of these artists.
Yep.
I paid for graphics. Mm-hmm. I've set up platforms for these guys to have studio time and mm-hmm. graphics. I mean, a lot of these cats, the same motherfuckers who dissing me right now, I gave them all a platform. Every last one of them. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I sit back with this whole beef. It's really like a steak to me. I'm enjoying it. I'll be real with you. At first,
hey,
I was sitting back on some real shit. I'm going to be real. On some real shit. I was sitting back at first. I couldn't understand it. But now I'm enjoying it like a steak because I set up the platform, and none of these guys really appreciate anything. But a lot of these guys say they're doing this and that for the underground. You know,
yeah.
and none of these guys are doing shit but complaining. What has Jackass mm-hmm. done for the underground? No, for real, for real. I'm going to get real tonight. What has Jackass done for the underground?
Not a goddamn thing. I'll say that right now. Well, you put out a couple albums. You put out a couple albums that had minimal success, so that gives you the right to think that you're able, like you said, to fuck people over out of money, not show up for shows,
right.
or to run around and talk shit to a bunch of
my thing is, I know a lot of motherfuckers that know how to rap and that sound good on the beat. But just because you rap and you can sound good on the beat and you get a few little followers, don't mean you're doing shit. You got to give back. You know what I'm saying? Because the underground is just that. It's just that. It's the underground. So if you an underground artist and you acting on some high sedity shit and you robbing motherfuckers, man, don't nobody got no love for that, man.
And that's
you know
the
what
thing.
I'm saying?
That's
and we
thing.
Get robbed all the time. The underground get robbed from all the time.
And
yeah.
that's my thing. When I say, what has Jackass done for the game except tape? You run around this motherfucker talking about you robbing motherfuckers. Only robbing that you're doing is running off with verses. You're not in the streets robbing shit. I went to your hood, you didn't bust a grape. I posted up in your hood. I took pictures in your hood. I did this only because you threatened me. You said you was going to come to my hood. You posted up where my mom folk and my kids and shit stay. And you didn't even know I was headed to your hood. Posted up in your hood. Recorded a few songs in your hood. Took pictures with cats from your hood to let people know that I was there. And you didn't bust a damn break. You didn't pull up and rob anything. Only robbing you been doing... taken from these artists. I can name about 5-6 artists that have paid this man up front for verses, and he ran off with their money. But he say he contributed to the underground.
You know what I noticed? I've been in this game almost 20 years, and I had minimal problems with people. You know, I had a few jackasses like this here or there. But when I really started to have problems with people is when I tried to unite people. I noticed that I united 120 people that all had egos and was pretty much for themselves. Only a small percentage of that 120 people actually were for the team. It's like everybody is just, they're fake kicking it just to see what they can get. When they realize, okay, it's not going to be like this, then they leave your ass, so they bounce.
And then,
you know,
and then look,
sucker shit, man.
And on the cool, is the underground savior still on the line?
Oh yeah.
Cause see my and then look, I got another question for you. Okay, with one of my former artists, Smoke Corleone, for example. Okay, these motherfuckers is running around here. Everybody got problems with T-Rock, talking about what T-Rock done did. But this little bitch motherfucker who dissed me on the song with Lil Jack. Okay, he dissed Lil Jack. He get the word that Lil Jack got beef with me. He come out with a song dissing Lil Jack. But then let his sucker ass homeboy get on the song and say, Merciless can get it too. T-Rock a fella, fuck you too. First motherfucker violate, I'ma send his ass to me with Coop. You diss the dead.
Yeah,
you diss me.
That's totally wrong.
You diss me. But these motherfuckers wanna say, but these motherfuckers wanna say that they building and doing this and that for the underground. These motherfuckers is destroying the underground. And see, if I destroyed every last one of them little disgruntled bitches and killed every last one of their careers one by one, I'm the bad guy. But
yeah.
These little motherfuckers
oh, yeah,
get to run around and make diss records about niggas, dead niggas, you know what I'm saying, who can't defend themselves, and then expect to come back around me and say, all right, T-Rock, we still cool, and we still gonna do songs together. No, you can't come to my city. You gonna get your ass flipped the shot. That's just real shit.
Right.
Once you cross
you know
that line, you're
rocking,
out of my life.
You know
I don't
saying?
Want
yeah,
nothing to do with
you that
because
line,
you have
man,
to
yeah.
trust it. Once they lose that level of trust, they're worthless. They're like a used tampon out of the nastiest crack horse twat.
I was just about to say that, Prez. Once a motherfucker exposes their thongs and they show that they really a bitch, then you're gonna get treated like a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like
you're gonna get treated like
know,
a
when,
bitch.
You know, they, a motherfucker trying to be slick with their lyrics. And you want to throw Coop in the shit. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Coop and Lord Infamous. You know what I'm saying? But the nigga that said the shit probably would have loved to have a nigga like Coop on a fucking song. And I'm pretty sure Coop fucked with you. You was part of their crew. Just part of their cap, regardless of all the superficial shit when y'all, you know, you had your disagreements with them. But deep down inside, y'all was all brothers. I know it because I seen when all y'all was doing shit. I used to live in Memphis for a long time. I still got deep roots in Memphis. I know how it is. People in the M-Town still fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Like on the real,
then,
like the street niggas fuck with T-Rock.
And then it get really real because Coos the Nigga was the last nigga that I actually worked with. I worked with Coos the Nigga on the Cyber Six joint, you know what I'm saying, on his album right before the Mafia Six got back together. So, I mean, the Mafia Six shit was just strictly business, if that makes sense. I was cool with every cat in the group. Only motherfucker that I don't communicate with is DJ Paul. So I'm saying that shit to say, all Smoke supporters, when Smoke gets on a song, say he dissing Lil Jack, throw 3-6 Mafia in it, then throw T-Rock in it, which I gave this little motherfucker a platform, but then let one of his little disgruntled bitch-ass homeboys say, Merciless can get it too, T-Rock a fella, fuck you too, first nigga violate, I'ma send his ass to meet with who? How and why would y'all support a motherfucker like that?
Exactly.
Right.
Especially
guys,
the motherfucker running around talking
guys.
About he contributing to the underground. But then look, when I ask him about it, first thing he say is, oh, you want to talk to my homeboy? He his own man. He can say what he want on the song. Well, my thing is this. I'm a boss. You can't get on my song and diss my homeboys. I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't give a fuck how cool we are. I'm the boss of the ship. So, goddamn it, if it's my song, I call the shots. You want to diss a motherfucker, you make your own song. That's what bosses do. And when he didn't boss up and do that, he lost my respect.
Yeah.
Right.
It's crazy. We got another caller, T 330. You're on the line with T-Rock.
Hey, what's up, Rock? It's Mike Cosmese, man.
What's up, Famo?
What's going on with you, dude?
How you doing?
Man, I'm riding the night cooling.
Yeah. Shit, man. Fucking just called a stand, see what's up. I was just listening to the show and shit and just figured I'd holler at you real quick.
Hell yeah, man. I so appreciate the love, Mike. Always good to hear from you, see?
No problem. Yeah, I've been a fucking big T-Rock supporter for a long time, and You know, you see this shit jump off on fucking Facebook and social media and shit, and it's usually just these cats that sit there and want to run their fucking minds behind a computer screen and shit that ain't really done a motherfucking thing. And T-Rock has been supporting the Underground and his fans for a long motherfucking time, and I can honestly say that with a straight face that he done that specifically for me. So, you know, you know, people that don't have love for T-Rock, man, they're fucking, you know, steady fucking up because he's a real ass dude. So that's my two cents.
There's that small percentage, not to cut you off, homie. There's that small percentage I was talking about right there. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker that's appreciative, that remembers. You know what I'm saying? Salute to you, homie. Much respect.
Oh, no
big
problem.
Salute.
Yeah.
Big salute. Mike Cosme has always been super real.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I got a verse off Rock before. You know, he straight up sent it to me. You know, no fucking bullshit. I know the shit with Lil Jack, whatever the fuck. People would, you know, give him money for verses and shit, and then he just run off with the motherfucker without supplying the fucking verse. And then,
there's a lot of artists that
you know,
do that too, though.
But T-Rock ain't one of them. I can tell you that much. I mean,
no, T-Rock, definitely.
This man came up to my fucking home
in
motherfucking Ohio for my bachelor party and kicked it with me, my family, all my crew and shit, and just had a blast. And he's just a real fucking down-to-earth dude. So people don't want to sit there and fuck with him, label mates and shit, that he's giving people the platforms to fucking, you know, show talent and shit. It ain't, you know, it's bullshit, man.
Yeah, that's one thing I always respected about you, T. You know what I'm saying? You got those rapid-fire bars, which we're going to hear some in a little bit, off the Untold Truth. But you always gave other guys, you know what I'm saying, with talent a chance, too. You know what I'm saying? Do you think that, you know what I'm saying, to some degree is somewhat of a mistake on your part, considering how some of these dudes really just don't give a shit? They're unappreciative?
Yeah. I hate to say it, in a sense. On certain levels, I do feel like it was a mistake. But, I mean, you got to realize, like, in the early days, in the early days, you couldn't tell me it was a mistake. Because I'm coming fresh off the era, and see, a lot of cats don't know. When I signed with 3-6, all I wanted was on my demo, and I was on his demo. So, like, it's thick like that. So, like, when they first signed me, they really wanted a group. They was expecting both of us. And he decided not to come, if that makes sense. He had another situation where he was recording with Doodle Brown. You know, the comedian Doodle Brown? Well, the nigga was rapping at the time. And, you know, he had a situation. They was going to do a solo album. So he decided to fall back. But, you know, once I got my platform and I got my ball rolling, a lot of times all I could think about was rapping with Area 51. I mean, I'm rapping with motherfuckers like Too Short, you know, getting on songs with big-time motherfuckers, you know, people with platinum plaques in the whole nine. And the whole time, I'm thinking about going back to get my click. So, like, when I got my platform, first thing I did was go get the click. You know, a lot of my albums, the original albums, you know, I would go to the studio, shit, buy the beats, make the other half of the beats, write the songs. Half of the songs I do solo, the other half will basically be like a mini Area 51 album. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's about what the people want out of this shit. You know what I'm saying? So if I could go back and do it again, I can't say I'd do it differently, but I would pay more attention to, you know, getting myself through the door and, I guess, building a stronger clique, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. So the hard thing is, it's hard to differentiate who is on some real shit and who is not, because there's so many fake-ass motherfuckers. You can start handing out Oscar awards to these clowns. I mean, they go into it like a soap opera. They're playing the field. Like you said, there's guys playing both sides of the fence, doing this, doing that. You don't know who
to
trust.
Yeah, but I'm about to say, some of them ain't actors, they actresses. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
They fucking, you know what I'm saying? Because if they got female tendencies,
female
then you a
tendencies.
Bitch, man. You know what I'm saying? And only females do shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Some of these
fuckers,
females, got more nuts than they do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know females that got more nuts than half these dudes. Smack a piss out of dude, one of these dudes.
Yeah, it was a producer that used to produce for us. His female got more nuts than him. He know who he is. Harpo and Sophia.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy, man.
What do you think? Can I ask you this, though, T-Rock? What do you think the hate and the hatred comes from these guys to want to, like, they if you want to go at anybody, why would they come at T-Rock when T-Rock's still out here in the underground, pretty much?
Well, see, I think that's part of the problem. A lot of these cats, man, once we hit our platform, and I gave them a platform to where they were actually getting heard, where you could hear their music all over the world. They check their little social media pages, and they actually think, well, all right, we've arrived. Now, realizing, you know, we came a long way, but we still got so far to go. You know, and that's just a sense of, you know, the business all the way around the board. And a lot of cats don't realize that, and when they don't realize that, as quick as they rise up, they fall. What's up, man? I've been hearing you. I don't know what's going on with your phone.
Yeah, that's how it is. That's what I kind of figured, because to me, that shit kind of just popped out of nowhere, because both of y'all mutual friends of mine on Facebook, and then all of a sudden, I just see, like it was subliminal at first, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers taking shots, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, I don't know what it is. I'm not commenting on the shit, but I'm reading it. It's entertaining as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And then motherfuckers start dropping SoundClouds and YouTube clips. And then I seen you on your page. You spitting rapid fire back at motherfuckers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you do this shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, even if a motherfucker ain't sold more records than you, it don't got no merit or no value with what he coming at you with, because most of the fans that's just sitting back watching like me, we don't know what the fuck to think. We don't know if, like, y'all were homeboys and y'all got some internal beef. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, when you saying it, like, how you saying it, it's like, man, goddamn, this nigga, I don't know why this nigga tripping for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, is he, because some niggas are trying to build off your buzz. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you fuck with some of the same people that he fuck with, and they starting to see what everybody else seeing. Because we had a mutual friend here at the Murder Master Music Show that talked shit about Lil Jack a while back about robbing him for a verse. But this same fuck idiot robbed us. Like, he didn't rob nobody, but he owed me $40. And $40 ain't shit. I can go buy, I smoke that, you know what I'm saying? But it is something, too, because that same $40,
fucking Mr. Ross character.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But that same $40 ain't shit, but it is something, because that's $40 I could have put in my son's pocket. My son could have $40. You know what I'm saying? Or anything like that. So it's like, I don't know where they coming from with this, and I just sat back, you know what I'm saying? I've been non-biased, but you know what I'm saying? Knowing what I heard and how Jack did us, it's just kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck him.
Do what you do, man.
Fuck
you know what I'm saying?
Put a dude's name. I'm sorry. I've known T-Rock for, I don't know, I reviewed your album probably 15 years ago. I don't like seeing people that I have talked to on a personal level or even in a friendship level. I don't like seeing their fucking address being given out, man.
That's crossing
right
the line.
That shit don't fly. You know
what I'm saying? Real men don't do shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Real men don't do shit
I guess my question is that all these people that Rock's given the opportunity to, and it seems like every single one of them stabbed him in the back, and I don't understand why, you know, after you give them the opportunity to make something of themselves and give them that, you know, that chance. And it's just like every time you get stabbed in the back, it's got to be fucking hurtful after just so many times, you know?
Well, you know, my thing about it is this, you know, a lot of these cats, again, at the end of the day, I started with from jump, you know, so they never really paid for anything, if that makes sense. A lot
right.
of motherfuckers.
No,
I'm not gonna say everybody, but very few motherfuckers from the Rock Solid camp. You know what I'm saying? Outside, I say the Platinumized. If you went down with Platinumized, you really weren't standing on your own 10 toes. Cause I was handling all the business. I was buying the beat. I was paying for the studio time. So a lot of these motherfuckers have never paid anything for any making of a record. When it comes to expenses,
right.
they don't know shit. You see what
right.
I'm saying? So, like, when it's time to break down fractions, when they see money, the first thing they say, oh, it's all mine. No, it's not all yours. If you know anything about hustling, and see, that's the thing. If you hustle before you did music and you made profit from it, you would understand how the music goes. And see, a lot of these cats, they ain't never flipped shit. Just for real. They ain't flipped shit. So, like, they wouldn't even understand how the numbers are broken down.
So now we finally making money. A lot of these motherfuckers is confused because they never really counted their own shit anyway. You never footed me with, you never helped me foot the bills. Now the
they was counting
in,
your, they probably was counting your pockets. That was
more. See what I'm
doing.
Saying?
You
see what I'm
saying?
Saying?
Steady watching your pockets. You need to be watching yours. You
and then
I'm
my
not.
Thing, and then my whole thing is this. My whole thing is this. If you're gonna count my money, if you're gonna look at what I make, also look at how many records I got. Don't none of the motherfuckers put out records like
no.
me. None of the motherfuckers
Hell
stay
no.
in the studio like me.
No.
None of them. Not a fucking one. Not a fucking not Smoke. Not no Jackass. Not none of these motherfuckers. None of these shit ass niggas stay in the studio like me.
Nobody even heard of Smoke before you fucking brought him on to fucking rock solid music. Nobody even heard of that motherfucker. Nobody fucked with his music like they did do now until you gave him that opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
That's my point. So, like, for him to spit on that, diss Koops the nigga, and diss me all in one, I mean, like, come on, man.
Yeah,
why
you
going to
diss him on his ass, you know?
And on the cool, he ain't never even met Koops the nigga. So you shouldn't even have this dude name on your lips on no level. Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Unless you paying homage. That's the
only
thing
you're paying homage.
You know what I'm saying? If you ain't paying homage, we're gonna smack you across your ass. That's what's wrong. These motherfuckers ain't getting checked. You know what I'm saying? They just walking around here and they saying, like you said, they the keyboard bangers. They the phone thugs in Harmony is what I call them. You know what I'm saying?
Phone
they get on their phone.
Harmony.
And then they get to typing real quick and shit. And then they get to posting all these pictures. And they have people thinking that they doing this. But then you go to their area and then you don't see them. And then they post a video or something after you leave their area. Like, we been out here. You ain't been doing shit.
You ain't been doing shit, exactly.
You wasn't out there.
And it don't only happen with, like, rappers. This shit happens from the entertainers all the way down to the regular local dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these motherfuckers the same shit when it comes to that social media. Everybody tough when they sitting behind a Mac. And they ain't sitting behind a real Mac. They sitting behind a Mac computer. Or they got their phone in their hand, and they texting and they tweeting and they doing all this dumb shit. Them the same dudes that get mad when they comment the girl picture and the girl don't even say nothing to them. Them the same niggas that get mad. Oh, fuck a bitch. She a slut anyway.
Too much emotional feeling.
The same.
But hey,
dude.
We gotta go to a break, man. Hell of a fucking show so far. But we gotta give them some music off this new album, The Untold Truth, which is available right now.
Oh yeah.
iTunes. I wanna give them Help Me God, man. That song right there is just a motherfucker, man. Tell everybody about this one, T.
Help Me God, man. It's off the Untold Truth album, man. It's one of the realest joints I ever wrote, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's crazy, like, because around the time when I was working on the record, it was just a whole different era. I even said a couple of bars in at the end of the rap, you know what I'm saying, where I was letting them know it was a whole new era ushering in. And I'm just loving it, man. It's almost prophetic, you know? So, man, Help Me God, I'm actually going to be shooting a video for that real soon, too. So that's one of my personal favorites and a lot of cats' personal favorites on the album. It's actually the number one song on Spotify off the album, too. So it's blasting.
Here we go. Help Me God, T-Rock.
I promise to give you the whole truth.
I am the truth
and nothing but the truth. Every time I get up in this booth,
hey,
you know what I'm talking about? Ain't nothing changed. This is the untold truth.
Ain't no peace on this planet. The only peace is my clock. They want me starving forever. Didn't want to see me on top. My faith in God is abundant. I still believe he my rock. Still pushing dope on this corner, praying my CD will pop. When you got grown man problems, you can't do shit but grow up if you plan to solve them. What life's trick, you can't depend on what the media tell you. They desecrate belief in Christ and set us up for failure. I'ma say this shit, police wanna bully your G if they get back down and be gentlemen up in the street. Try to Mike Brown or Trey Carney, I'ma go Zimmerman on the police. Did he say Zimmerman on the police? Yeah, nigga, Zimmerman on the police. I got a hunger for justice, I'm setting my table for dinner that I'm finna eat, and I feel this weapon in my hand first. Motherfuck what race I am, look at me, I'm a man first. Death on my family, me and them have gotten very closer. Get the rap game on my back like it's part of my very shoulder. Mentally bit through hell, I'm here to say that hell is real. Drunk out my mind, it's like I feel myself in hell and bills. This new Atlanta ain't been peace and they ATL in years. And those who don't believe in afterlife, your hell is here. I'm not religious and I'm light years from being perfect. But I know a life without belief in Christ ain't even worth it. His love for me is deeper than this very ocean surface. I hate myself because I know that I'll never deserve it. Fighting for life made me a rebel. I started in churches before I murked them seeds and left them all to ride in hearses. Still proud in black society, put us at war with our women. They shit on men who fear the Lord, but they submit to pimping. If I don't tap this weed, I feel I just made out from tension. Wanna do what's righteous, but the righteous look like they ain't winning. I'ma say this shit, get your face up out of twat, get his dick up out the center. Up your undivided attention, wipe them far from smoking mirror. I'm a thug, but I can't run from God, I know I need him nearer. When you learn what life's about, higher power, sacred and dearer. In a new chapter in life, a little more weed, a lot less liquor. A brand new chick, a brand new team, a whole lot stronger, a lot less niggas. I get the truth of Atlanta, the way that I kick it is cheap in the city of flow. In the hood, niggas give me the respect of the president, I fuck Olivia Pope. And I got shooters who murk everything in their path the moment they hear me say go. I'm on a mission for peace, and if I don't get peace, I'll be aiming the pieces of soul. So help me God, be the realest nigga on this earth. Help me God, do your work and hit these devils where it hurts. Help me God, know you for myself and keep you first. Help me God. Tell me God, I hear the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I am the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I hear the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I am me God, the whole truth, tell me God, nothing but the truth.
Man, you do not want that shit to end. You want it to keep going. Hell
damn.
Of a track, T-Rock. That's the one that I gravitated towards the most so far. Yeah,
it's that rapid fire shit he be spitting, man. That's what, you know what I'm saying? I think that's what had everybody, when we first, the world got a glimpse of T-Rock, it was that rapid fire shit. Because for a long time, when T-Rock first came out, I had moved from Memphis to St. Louis, and we was thinking he was from Memphis. And then when they came out with the Slang and Serve and shit, we was like, oh, he from Atlanta? We didn't know niggas in Atlanta was, you know, flipping it like that. That shit dope as a motherfucker, dog.
Yeah,
because
I was listening to the Hard Boys and Sammy Sam and, you know, Mike Fresh. He's a legendary producer over there, produced for Poison Clan. A lot of
came out and was doing shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was on that shit, and then we was like, I ain't even gonna lie, I thought he was a South Memphis nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, on the real, you know what I'm saying? And then like ATL, and I'm like, nah, he from Atlanta, and bumping that shit.
Atlanta Savior's on the line. You got a question for T-Rock?
Oh, yeah. That song, Thank You God, I don't know. You saw my video on Facebook, me bumping that song on this Sunday, but. Yeah. Oh, what about hip-hop? Not the hip-hop, Untold Atlanta, how they doing, cutting folks out. No, Ghetto Mafia, Wicked, and Wicked and
shout out to Nino.
Old boy name. They were upset because T.I. and Shaka Zulu and Luda, they ain't putting a lot of folks in there. And you were one of the original Atlanta rappers before all these new rappers coming out here, biting folk style, doing this whack gay stuff and stuff with no bars and nothing. They just saying anything, and I feel like, man, they leaving T-Rock out. He's a legend. He represents College Park.
But you know, man, I'm glad you said that, but you know, that's been happening my entire career, man. At the end of the day, I had to go to Memphis, Tennessee to get a record deal, you know.
I was just about to ask you that. Do you think that you probably get a lot of backlash from the Atlanta folks? They don't show you love because you went to Memphis to make your name, or so they kind of be like, well, that nigga went to Memphis. He fucking with the Memphis nigga, so go back to Memphis.
I think it's more so a lot of politics, you know, from the 3-6 beef. You know, it was a lot of blackballing that was going on at that time. And you know, the competition factor. You know, a lot of cats, me and T.I., me and Ludacris, we know a lot of the same motherfuckers. And like, not the down talk people, but a lot of cats who know this man tell me that they fuck with this man and say, hey, you know you can't fuck with T-Rock, right? and they laugh about it. But at the end of the day, these cats, they laugh about it, but we all have egos as artists. So I think a lot of that plays a big role, too. You know, a lot of cats know that my name is mentioned in the street, and they know they can't fuck with me. Not lyrically.
Or probably if you was a yes, sir, no, sir type of guy, you'd probably be more known than what you is. But when you're your own boss and other bosses, like you said, with the competition, they probably like, you can't have this nigga on my label. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, outshine me. Not to say that you're going to outshine somebody, but that could be the thought frame from certain motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of artists think that way. And then you also got to realize I'm a real corporate with my business, you know. I'm not one of those artists coming through like, oh, please put me on your song and give me 15 minutes. No, I'm really about the profit. I'm really about the money. So at the end of the day, they know they can't work me neither. So, you know, a lot of that ties in. You know, it's all politics and business at the end of the day. It's beyond the talent, you know.
Yeah, talent's just that's what I try to tell cats when they're getting in the game. The talent is just a small part of it. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many talented people that they haven't really gotten anywhere. You know what I'm saying? You got to be consistent. Like you said, you got to have the business going. You know, if we just dropped a Murder Master Music show every month, you know what I'm saying, we wouldn't have any kind of following. You know what I'm saying? We got to be consistent every single week. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you kind of got to be with your albums. And you've put out so many fucking albums. You're like Sebo or Esham. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of cats that don't do that. They might put out an album every 3 years. How do you keep that level of consistency? I mean, do you spend half your life in the studio pretty much?
Man, I spend a lot of time in the studio. I live in the studio. I can't even lie. But, you know, I structured my life this way, you know, because I knew at an early age the catalog was the way to eat, you know what I'm saying? I was watching the E-40s. I was watching the Master P's, you know what I'm saying, the vets of the game. So I saw the formula from day one, even with the 3 Seas Mafias, you know what I'm saying? I saw catalog was the way that a lot of cats was eating. You want to give him this one instead? Catalog was the way a lot of cats was eating. So I always knew if you could set up a working environment where you have consistent producers, you find your graphic dude, you know what I'm saying, where you got your album covers, you know what I'm saying, and just work and have rappers who will consistently come in who want to make records as bad as you want to make records. I mean, you can get a team going. So that was always my plot, to always keep a team of producers at one time. Okay, all right. Happy Thanksgiving. To have a team of producers, you know what I'm saying? If I had a team, that everything would flow smoothly. And not only would it all flow smoothly, the sound would never get dry. It wouldn't just be one way, you know? So I set my team up. I pulled them all in. I had about 3-4 different producers to start with. And every time I eat, they eat. And I kept it consistent like that. And so that way, whenever I get in the studio and I finish one album, they already in the studio with me, ready to make another one. That's how you get a good working relationship with your label mates and your producers and keep the shit consistent, you know?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, most definitely, man. And you definitely been consistent all these years. You got this new album out now, The Untold Truth. It's online everywhere. But do you have any physical copies ready? Or is that something you're
going to
hold off
on? Definitely. Well, you can. For those who do want the physical copies, you can get it off Rock Solid Music Online and IP Store and Rock Solid Music Online. You can get the physical copies. And the beauty of that, the physical copies also come with the DVD and limited posters, limited edition posters too. So, yeah, it's a real treat, man. It's a real treat.
That's what's up, man. Because, see, I was just telling somebody at work today earlier, like, it ain't nothing like, because I was, even with the video games, I was thinking about downloading this video game. I'm like, but it's something about that hard copy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, to have it physically in your hand, to look at the artwork, to read the shit, you know what I'm saying? I want to read about all your homies you giving shout-outs to, even if I don't know them. I still want to read their name.
That's how we
you know
find
what I'm
out
one
about
day I might meet
artist.
That dude, and he's going to be like, man, that... Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You feel closer to the artist that you're listening to, you know what I'm saying? Make you feel a part of what they doing to make you feel like you was the inspiration for their music, man. That's why I like guys like the Underground Savior, too, because if y'all need an Atlanta hip-hop historian on some underground shit, that's who they need to holler at. This dude posts consistently, not only just Atlanta, but I think he's from Atlanta, so that's he might have a little more knowledge towards Atlanta than a whole lot of other things. So, you know, salute to you too, Underground Savior. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a real motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to being on a consumer level, fans like that is what keep the game going. Like for real. I met the Underground Savior like, whoa, I was working on the Mr. Watch the Story. I did an Instagram around the Mr. Watch the Story. Yeah, so fam been a pioneer follower of the Underground the longest. Keeping it real, Underground Savior got more fans than Jackass.
He don't even rap. But on the real though, Underground Savior, man, he not like I said, not only just Atlanta. All of the underground. He I constantly look at his page because he like to post videos when he's just jamming out. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I ain't heard that song in a minute. I gotta stream that. I gotta download that. Like some shit that I didn't even forgot about. I thought I was one of the cats that listened to all the shit. You know what I'm saying? But I salute guys like that, man, because they keep your name out there too, man. You know what I'm saying? And as long as you keep dropping that shit and you stay accessible to your fans, man, you're going to have motherfuckers that's going to buy your shit every time you drop. You know what I'm saying? Every fucking time. You know what I'm saying? Like, people probably thought, man, I had motherfuckers today. Oh, man, what T-Rox deal with 3 Cent? Man, you know, why don't you tune in and find out? You know what I'm saying? That's what I say. You know what I'm saying? He'll tell you what he's about. He'll tell you what's going on. Because I was just about to ask you that. Like, what's your relationship with the guys from 3-6 now? Like would you ever work with them guys again? Is it pretty much the
I mean, you mean what with the guys who are left? I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, it's like the guys who I was closest to are the ones that passed on. Lord Infamous, that was my dude. You know what I'm saying? I did numerous records with Lord Infamous. Coops the Nigga was the last 3-6 Mafia member that I worked with before they reconstructed as the Mafia. You know, we did the Cyber Six cut on one of his last mixtapes. And as far as Crunchy Black, I mean, I haven't heard from him. Gangsta Boo, the last time I heard from Gangsta Boo, she was dissing me on Instagram and Twitter, so I don't really know. You know,
me on some different shit sometimes, man.
I don't really know where her head is at. And at the time, it really threw me the fuck off because I was working on the Kairos album. So, like, dissing me, you know, you talking all this shit about T-Rock, you know, T-Rock, them coming back and get beat up with them. I'm working on a gospel record, bitch. I'm not even thinking about you. And I mean that, like, really real, you know. So I don't know where her head is at. I don't have no beef with her, but I really don't appreciate the crazy remarks that she was kicking. I never said anything about it, but it was bullshit to me. It was bullshit then. It's still bullshit now. But I ain't got no beef with 3-6. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I wish him the best. You know what I'm saying? I definitely have deepest sympathy and condolences. You know what I'm saying? For the losses, two losses back to back, and that's the thing I was saying about Coops the Nigga. You know what I'm saying? You don't wish death upon nobody. And even when death comes, you know, when death comes, you know, I'm not the motherfucker to kick motherfuckers while they down. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa. Fuck 3-6, look at them now, you know, because at the end of the day, still, with everything we went through, if it wasn't for 3-6 Mafia, it wouldn't be a T-Rock. And I have to openly
And for real, like, you killed they beats, man. You know what I'm saying? I would not know of T-Rock if you, well, I ain't going to say I would not know. I wouldn't have known of you then if you wasn't on they releases. You know what I'm saying? You killed everything they did. Like, I'm just thinking about, like, Ludacris and shit. Like, even when you had the Slang and Serve, Luda was on that album. But by far, the tightest song on the Choices album was the Slang and Serve, man. Period. And I'm not talking about the group songs when you got a gang of motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, that can contribute to make a better song. I'm talking about out of the solo songs that they had on there, or one person. Shit, I still bump that motherfucker all the time. All the fucking time. And it sound like a new song. And the reason why I know it sound like a new song is because when I with somebody younger that don't know about that album and I play it, they like, man, who is that? Man, who is that right there? Because all these new age motherfuckers, even though they rapping about different shit, they using y'all shit. They using y'all style. They using y'all what people don't know is the word cadence. They using y'all cadence when it's on the rap to make it tight again. Even though they're not talking about the same, the lyrical content ain't the same, and it ain't as strong as it was when y'all was doing it, but they using Lord Infamous, they using Kusa, they using you, they using whoever was tongue-twisting that type of style on that type of beat to that, you know, that cadence. It's just like if you in a band.
You know your
I'm
shit.
Telling you, man.
You talk like
yeah,
me.
Man.
I say the exact same thing, that cadence. You see, you talk like me. I be telling
they
my
don't know it.
I be telling motherfuckers that same shit, that cadence. Your cadence is a motherfucker. And what
you
saying is exactly right. It's exactly
like
right.
You putting eight beats into 16th beats into this, and it's all fitting into four measures. You know what I'm saying? Like music type shit. You know what I'm saying? It's all flowing. That's where we get the word flow. Everybody can rap, but who can really flow this shit? You one of them guys that can flow. A lot
of
motherfuckers can rap, but yeah, who can really flow this shit?
Actually, be on beat so much to where they sound like they're coming out of the music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You mesh with the music, and it's very rare. AK Do or Die, he's another guy that's able to do that.
Same way, I was just about to say. Yep, they can do it. They got that cadence. So it don't matter what how fast the beat going or how slow it's going, they can rap the same way because they know how to catch the beat and they flowing. So even if it's a slow song, he can still rap that same flow on a fast beat. It's gonna sound different because he's going faster. But and T-Rock, you one of the guys that mastered that. Lord Infamous was one of the best ever at that. And everybody emulating the things that y'all did 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to tell cats when they asked me about Juicy J's success. And I tell motherfuckers, I say Juicy J ain't changed his style. All Juicy J
go rap the same, don't he?
All Juicy J did was stick to his gun and keep doing the same style he been doing. Only thing he did different, the only thing that Juicy J did different, he suppressed the murder, kill shit and the devil music. He dropped that and he kept rapping about fucking the hoes and the drugs. Because you got to realize back then, most of the songs about fucking hoes and the drugs, them the songs that Juicy was writing and most of the murder, kill, devil songs, them the songs that Paul was writing.
Yeah, so all the booty popping songs, everybody knew Juicy had something to do with that. And get buck, you know what I'm saying? Because...
And
even if Paul don't say it, I think a lot of his influence was from Gangsta Pat, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Gangsta Pat, too, because he was the original gangsta nigga from the M, you know what I'm saying? But and Zerk and them, too, because Zerk had sound for that shit, you know what I'm saying? But like you said, Juicy ain't changed shit but his lyrical content, you know what I'm saying? But he still rap the same, and he still deliver it the same, but he's just not talking about killing and the devil shit. Now he's talking about popping mollies or wearing skinny jeans or, you know what I'm saying, doing cartwheels at the motherfucking fair or whatever the fuck these niggas rap about, man.
Yeah, but you got to realize this the same nigga that made Slob on My Knob, so it was real easy to just basically stick to his guns and blend right on in. Like you said, the younger cats, like they look at it like it's a new style. They like Juicy J shit. They think he's a new artist.
they never heard none of the... None of the older stuff, so yeah. A lot of these guys weren't even born, you know what I'm saying, back when they first started coming out. So, you know, it's a whole new era, that's for sure.
Let's give them another one, Prez. That first one you played was the shit.
What about Anyway, man? What about that one?
Anyway, man, see, and that's another thing, like, I'll be honest, around the time when the Mafia Six formed, when they formed together, you know, Paul had a secret gripe where basically he was telling everybody in the group, look, don't fuck with T-Rock, you know. I don't know if you remember, we had formed the Kazi. We actually had supposed to been on the show, and I didn't make that show that night, but it was supposed to have been me, MC Mac, Scam Man, and we was going to reform the Kazi. Well, they actually foiled that. You know, they was like, well, you know, y'all want to get on the Mafia 6 record,
you know, y'all can't fuck with T-Rock. That's what Gangsta Boo told him. That's the word on the street was. So they really just, you know, sat back with like Rock, you know what I'm saying? We cool. We never had no beef. We still would do records together, but we was like, we going to hold out on the Cosby record. So I sat back and I said, okay, everybody got some shit to say about T-Rock, right? So that's where the anyway came from. You know, at the end of the day, motherfuckers going to hate you regardless. You can do everything right, they going to hate you anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather focus on my mission and say, fuck all the haters. You know what I'm saying? So as opposed to dissing them, I made a hit song and I came back hard, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Let's play that track right now. This is Anyway by T-Rock. Don't forget to go out and get that album, Untold Truth, available everywhere. Here we go right now. We'll be right back.
UGF Live.
Mr. 420 himself. It don't matter whether you're right or wrong, man. When you a boss, niggas gonna hate you for everything you do. So I'd rather do it right, you know what I'm talking about? Hate on haters, straight up.
Yeah, haters hate, but they gon' do that anyway. Rather focus on my cake, I gotta get that anyway. Ain't no smoking in the club, I'ma do that anyway. Sexy women show me love, they know I get that anyway. Anyway, huh? Anyway, 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 I get that anyway. Finally got my head up, it look like your boy been drinking real. Learn to swim, I watch my haters perish on a sinking ship. Now my money long, pocket's thicker than a honey quill. All the bitches love me, I done fucked about 100 mil. I'm a superstar, the way they hope he choosing, I'm like real. Chamberlain, the way I run my mouth, I could've been a pill. But I saw my partners in the light, some ain't living right. Taking harlots, sleep at night, that's why I chose to pimp the mic. But we share common goals, M.O.E. Money over everything but God and family. I sip on the finest alcohol and smoke that Cali weed. Anyway, I'm winning. If you ain't hold on, be mad at me. Motherfucker, I'm a beast. Call me Damien. I'm an alien to the race of pussy niggas. I go harder than titanium. Dollar signs is all that's on my mind, all in my cranium. My bank account is bigger than that brand new Falcon Stadium. Straight up. Yeah, haters hate, but they gon' do that anyway. Rather focus on my cake. I gotta get that anyway. Ain't no smoking in the club. I'ma do that anyway. Sexy women show me love. They know I get that anyway. Anyway, huh? Anyway, 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 I get that anyway. I'm still on that everlasting money mission for a meal. Black ballin' ain't gon' block my blessings, cause I kept it real. You make hits, hater, we make more. I keep that 380. On my side, you cross that battle line and leave you TKO. Those who harbor bitter feelings don't come up, they will ride. Watch the rappers wait too long to reunite and still fly. I'm on top, so they hate the pill. Who eats steak and shrimp? Mad at me because they shit don't sell and they can't pay their rent. I'm still the shit. I'm a effing don, upper echelon. Pimp who keep them hoes who look like daughters of the Reverend Ron. Heard you want me dead, ho, that's why I keep my effing gun. Put that infrared on you and blow your tonsil through your tongue. 5-1, that's my family. Those with Anna pray. We don't catch you slipping in these streets and let the cannon spray. We the mafia for real, you niggas fake as anime. Tell a bitch and bitch you barely living, I'm the man today. Straight up. Yeah, haters hate, but they gon' do that anyway. Rather focus on my cake, I gotta get that anyway. Ain't no smoking in the club, I'ma do that anyway. Sexy women show me love, they know I get that anyway. Anyway, huh? Anyway, 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 I get that anyway.
Got the Untold Truth, the title track on board. We got other tracks on board too. Hell of an interview, T-Rock. You know what I'm saying? Been real. Definitely got off into some motherfucker shit tonight. You know what I'm saying? Was tonight pretty much, did it help you get a lot of shit off your chest? Because I know you've been getting shit off your chest, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? But tonight kind of, you know what I'm saying, let other motherfuckers know what the deal is?
Definitely. I mean, definitely, because at the end of the day, it's been too many salt shakers on my name lately for me not to be vocal about it. You know, even though it's a bunch of local jokers, these are cats that I pioneered for. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, people got to know what's what and who's really doing what. Because at the end, you know, it's a lot of cats who run around, run their mouth, you know what I'm saying, and do nothing. And most of the people who run their mouth are doing nothing. And I came to finally run my mouth because I've been having so many actions. I've been committing so many actions. And all these other cats, they ain't been doing nothing but running their mouth. So, yeah, it felt great to finally be vocal about things. Y'all make sure you get the Untold Truth album in stores now. The Playboy Games movie soundtrack also in stores. And you can check it out on the Vivo and the YouTube. Type in T-Rock, Play No Games, you know. And also subscribe to the Vivo channel, you know. So we're going hard, man. We're going hard.
Definitely, definitely. Everybody go out and get that album. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna leave them with the Untold Truth. We're gonna get out of here. And to the people that, you know, if you had any, Anna, if you had any beef or whatever, you had the opportunity to call in tonight and speak your piece. That always presents a stronger case, T, when people know you're going to be speaking publicly, okay? Now, if there's any truth or merit to the shit they're saying, where the fuck are they right now? You know what I'm
saying? My point exactly.
Where the fuck are they? That's why I always diss on the motherfuckers that was on the last UGS compilation, or every once in a while I have to speak on them because, you know what I'm saying, they ain't going to come out of the woodwork because they know I'm going to smash their ass with reality. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to prove how fake they are. And I've done that at every motherfucker that's ever crossed us. You know what I'm saying? At some point or level, I had to put it out there. Okay, you're a fake bitch. Here's the evidence. Hasta la vista. Go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
You know?
Cause we ain't got time for that, man. We be putting in too much work too, man. Like the shit me and Prez be doing. Salutes to Prez, man. Because we got families and we do the same shit, man. And we grind this shit for what we trying to do, man. And then we get motherfuckers that come in and steal shit. Major motherfuckers too. We get major motherfuckers that take our shows, put them on their pages. They generating money off that shit. You know what I'm saying? And all types of shit. So you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like when we expose you, motherfuckers, don't be looking at us like we hating. Fuck no, we ain't hating. We work like everybody else, man. You know what I'm saying? So
right,
I'm always
saluting
motherfuckers that stand up for themselves, man.
You got to defend. If you don't have any enemies, that means you never stood up for yourself. If you don't have people that hate your guts, that means you never took a chance and said, you know what, fuck you. I'm going to war with you whether you like it or not. Fuck you. You got to stand up for yourself, just like how you would for your children. Any man, any real father would go to war and die for their kids. You know what I'm saying? You need to be doing that for your integrity and your honor as well. So when these clowns start talking shit, man, I salute you, man. You went right to the source. You were right there. You know what I'm saying? I salute you. But at the same token, you know, as a friend, whatever, just be careful, man. I know these clowns ain't gonna do nothing, but just be careful, man. We need another 20 T-Rock albums here in the next few years. So, man,
you going to get them. You going to get them. They already recorded regardless. But, man, you know, like I said, I ain't got no beef with nobody out here in the streets. You know what I'm saying? But motherfuckers know who I am. They know where I am. And they know what I'm about. That's the only reason motherfuckers been running around here, running their mouth fucking with me, because they know I'm about peace. But at the end of the day, the peacemakers also will go to war and end shit. So I'm saying that to say, you know, I ain't got no beef with nobody, man. I'm still about the peace, but I will defend my ground. And that's every day.
Yeah, real talk. Real talk. Well, thanks again for coming on the show. You're welcome anytime.
Yeah, man. Okay.
We had KD, West Coast legend KD, on last night. You know what I'm saying? He said something I didn't know. Ice Cube's original name was Purple Ice. Now, get this.
Yeah.
Himself after Prince. And see, his two favorite artists were Prince and Ice-T. So he called himself Purple Ice. And then one day, he's like, man, I got to change my name. One day, he was at the crib at his mom's house. And, you know, KD was there. And he got a soda, I think, from under the cabinet. Went and got some ice cubes in it. And it just clicked. Ice Cube. So, I mean, it's history. You know what I'm saying? People didn't know he was called Purple. Imagine if he was called Purple Ice. That's kind of a lame name. You know what I'm saying? I can't imagine call Ice Cube Purple Ice. You know, that's just
He never would have been able to have the persona he brought with Purple Ice.
No, not at all.
That's like freezing up some grape Kool-Aid into some ice trays and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, motherfuckers that make motherfuckers that make great motherfucking ice cubes for like some tropical punch Kool-Aid or some shit. That's what I'm gonna start calling you motherfuckers, man. You motherfuckers is Purple Ice, man. Fuck all you motherfuckers. You fucking Purple Ice cubes eating motherfuckers. Fuck them, man.
Let's get out of here, man. Everybody go out and pick up that album, The Untold Truth. You know what I'm saying? What album does this make this, T, if you lost count?
Oh, man, I don't even count anymore.
Yeah, about a dozen or so ago, you said, fuck it, I'm not counting no more.
Man.
Yeah, well, that's what's up. Here's The Untold Truth. Go out and pick up this album. We'll see you guys this Saturday, KFYB, and then Sunday, the Church of Reality, UGSforLife.com. We're out of here. For those of you that celebrate Thanksgiving, enjoy it with your families or whatever, and think of the Native Americans on that day. Don't just think of stuff in your face. We're out of here. Peace.
UGS for life.
I heard don't nobody love T-Rock no more. Oh yeah, I love you anyway. Still looking down on niggas for they past transgressions and shit. This some of the realest shit I done moved on, baby. Look, always swore to be true to myself until they bury me. I'm proud of who I am, therefore the world won't be converting me. Started rapping with 3-6, they put me on the scene. Niggas thought that I was grown, but I was just a teen. Too young to be signed or work for hire, kept me situated. Every single track they put me on, I left obliterated. They gave me a deal cause of my lyrical sickness. I wanted a record deal, but I knew nothing about the business. In the early day, I thought them niggas loved the G to death. Plus, I love they beats, and when I rap, they let me be myself. So when they offered me a contract, I couldn't wait to sign. A destiny of a starving artist, I made it mine. My lawyer told me not to sign, but I ain't know the deal. She said that contract would leave a nigga broke for real. She love told me procrastinating would blow the deal. And all I needed was a platform to show my skill. I disregarded what my lawyer said, and that was major. Not knowing that I would kick myself and regret it later. Bought me a necklace, a Lexus, and I thought that was major. Barely could keep gas in it, cause I ain't making paper. I made records dissing them niggas with no regard. Cause when they diss me with it for thirsty, it broke my heart. Probably never be friends again, but I will confess. I'm super cool with that, and I wish them niggas success. See you. Ain't no change in the past. The nigga grow up. Hey, town. What's happening, DJ Paul? I see you, nigga. Much success. You say, I see you, nigga. Much success. And that's what my fans tell me. They love me, baby. Light up to this one. For who I am, this world can't change me. This industry, damn show, can't change me. It's from the heart, man. Listen, I gave this business every fiber of heart that I have. Thank God I got the greatest fans and artists can have. From Memphis, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, I love my city. Pull up in me when this industry wasn't fucking with me. My mama told me brilliance was in my brain and to use it. Dropped out of school, ain't got a trade in my name or my music. Y'all bought my records and they kept a roof over my head. My line of work immediately drug you over the head. Traveled all over the place, adored by all ethnic races. I break the law when people tell me I'm one of the greatest. My listeners keep me going, it's hard to be conceited. Johnny May told me I'm a list away and I believe it. Some rappers look at their fans like groupies and a part. It's done on them because they pay put up and live in large. But if the music I create will make you feel good about yourself, I did my job. Cause man, I love my fans. Thank God for y'all, man, for never changing on me. Even when I went through the ups and downs of this industry, when I was down on my luck, my fans, you know what they told me? Hey, for real though. Salute, baby. Hey, live from the 8th Town, broadcasted all around the world, man.